search for meaning that is deeply personal for me. And when Reverend Virginia asked me to share it, immediately I thought yes, because if it can help another person, another parent, I have to say yes. I mentioned early in our story that I was raised in a conservative family. My parents were non-church-going, devout subscribers to the Church of God. And I went to Catholic schools for 13 years, and I still laugh about the day in eighth grade when I came home and I told my mom that I wanted to be Catholic. It was by far the most alarming thing that she had ever heard in her life. At least it was until I told her that I was gay and that I was pregnant. Mind blown. UUCMC offers a program called Our Whole Lives. And as I mentioned before, for kindergartners, first graders, fourth and fifth, and eighth and ninth. There are also high school versions, young adult, and adult versions of the curriculum. OWL is a positive, comprehensive, lifespan educational program that helps participants gain the knowledge, values, and skills to lead sexually healthy, responsible lives. In eighth and ninth grade, our whole lives parent orientation, we ask the parents, where did you first learn about your body, relationships, intimacy, or sex? And what messages did you receive about it? Well, let's just say that I've sat through a whole lot of parent orientations, and we're just going to leave it right there for now. I still remember interviewing for my first Unitarian Universalist position in a congregation and being told about this program that was created by the Unitarian Universalist Association and the United Church of Christ. And I thought that it sounded amazing. An honest, accurate program about sexuality that dismantles stereotypes and assumptions, builds self-acceptance and self-esteem, fosters healthy relationships, improves decision-making, and truly has the potential to save lives. 11 years ago, my wife April and I, we had a son. And before he was born, I knew that he would participate in OWL. And I knew that as a parent, that I would develop an open and honest relationship with him about these subjects. I knew that I wanted him to come to me with questions rather than relying on the internet or friends. Now, I'm not saying that it's easy, and sometimes it's a little uncomfortable. But OWL supports parents on this journey, and really I want this information to come from me and a community where he's safe. Now, if you and I are friends on Facebook, you probably heard that our family had some challenges a few weeks ago. My son came home from school, and it was like any other day, and he mentioned that there was an incident. Well, I was gearing myself up for the fifth grade drama, trying to hold the eye roll back and reminding myself that whatever it was, it would be okay. He told me that his Google Slides presentation that he had been working on with a partner in class had been erased, replaced with new slides. So I logged into his school account and I opened up the slides. And the first one opened to a photo of two women kissing with the words written above it, "My moms are lesbians." I was devastated. And as I continued to click through those slides, I watched as images of women kissing, anatomy images, references to the deep web, illegal hacking, pornography, and a cartoon-like image of a naked woman from a website called Pornhub. Not only had my son been targeted, bullied, and harassed because he has two moms, but he was exposed to images and ideas that had not crossed his 10-year-old mind. Last Sunday, as we drove here, we had the pornography conversation. Without my consent, without his consent, a piece of his childhood innocence was taken from him right before my eyes, at school, and by an unknown individual. I chose to use his exposure as a means to educate. When you choose to educate rather than to react to matters of sexuality, you have the opportunity to include our values and to reduce the chances that a child might experience shame, guilt, or be emotionally hurt. And you don't have to look much further than our first two principles, the inherent worth and dignity of every person, justice, equity, and compassion in human relationships. And pornography seems to violate these principles as an industry that trivializes human sexuality, objectifies both men and women, and often portrays sex as a selfish and in an unrealistic way. It's certainly not a medium for children to learn from. And the images and the videos that they see online, they begin to think that that is normal and healthy behavior. What they're seeing is not real, but staged, and not an example of regular sexual behavior between two consenting and loving adults. According to an organization, Shared Hope International, the average child first views internet pornography at age 11. And 42% of internet users between the age of 10 and 17 admit viewing it online. 66% report that the material was first viewed accidentally while trying to access other age-appropriate programs. Pornography is literally just two clicks away from some of the most popular sites for children. And 1 in 10 children under the age of 10 have stumbled across it. If we don't talk about it, if we don't have open and honest conversations and an open and honest relationship with our children, we risk damaging our children because the messages that our society and the internet are often not healthy. If the images are explicit and they don't portray love, it has to be explained to children in an age-appropriate way that it's not a sign of a healthy relationship, and give them an understanding of what a healthy relationship looks like. OWL offers our teens and children self-worth, sexual health, responsibility, justice, and inclusivity. Our Whole Lives recognizes and respects the diversity of participants with respect to biological sex, gender identity, gender expression, sexual orientation, and disability status. The activities and the language used throughout the program have been carefully chosen to be age appropriate and as inclusive as possible of this human diversity and guide us by our UU values. I'm relieved to tell you that a few days ago, the principal of his school called and reported that they had found the child who had bullied my son. The child was identified by the IP address that he used to log in from home, even though he used my son's password. And they matched it with logins previously from that same home when the child logged in into their own account. He admitted that day that he did it when the evidence was put before him. It happened at his home at 6:30 a.m. on a day off from school. It was premeditated. The child went through my son's desk to get his student ID number. And the login at the school, the passwords are the children's birthdays, which are posted in the classroom. It turns out that many times over the course of this year since September, this child had targeted out two children in his class. One he continuously over and over called another fifth grade girl fat. And he made fun of a child multiple times because his mother had committed suicide. Each time my son was present, he stood up for these children, which eventually did put a target on his back. As I said, I don't typically share deeply personal experiences on Facebook, but something in my gut told me I had to, and I just didn't know why. And then hundreds of UUs from around the country and Canada and from this congregation, they shared my sadness and my outrage. I received support and gained knowledge from teachers and computer experts on how to talk with the school, to use the word complicit if I needed to. I didn't know that I would get all of that. We also have been told, as I posted the resolution, that we are excellent parents who have raised a son that stands up for other children. Some days we are. Some days, But we certainly haven't raised this amazing child alone. He has been raised in UU communities since his birth. He has been supported and educated by programs like OWL that congregations like you offer. And he has watched as you and we model our values. So it's kind of a win for